This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
In-depth fire information, Rachel Pope, Public Information Officer of the Douglas Forest Protective Association. I imagine that you've been kind of going wall to wall since late Tuesday, early Wednesday morning after we had the storms come through the area. Really changed everything for all the fire agencies.
Yeah, it's been nonstop for all of us, and I just want to shout out to our rural and municipality partners as well. It's not just DFPA that hits the ground when these calls come in. It's all of us, including the sheriffs and OSP too.
Yeah, I see that everybody's been very busy. I just went through and counted, and between what DFPA is working on and what is coming through from the Umpqua National Forest, if I've got everything, it's about 28 different fires. Now, obviously, some of those are really small, but there's still fires nonetheless.
There is fires on the district nonetheless. The positive is the fires that were on DFPA and in our protection area, those four are all in mop-up status or in patrol status, which means they're really not a concern. We have our firefighters still staffing. Some of those that are in the mop-up status, they should be complete today, and which alleviated our firefighters to go out and help the Umpqua National Forest. And we have three of those fires staffed by our individuals. We also have some of our firefighters that are helping fight other fires out throughout the state too. So we had individuals that were down south helping on that the Salt Creek fire. We have individuals that are out east helping on that Larch Creek fire. We just had some individuals that were deployed to go help on that Pendleton fire. So the positive is where the Douglas District and where the DFPA protective lands are, those fires are under wrap. However, what we're looking at in the weekend, we're still preparing. We have lightning on the forecast.
Yeah, and we had about 1,000 lightning strikes around Oregon. We got 130 around here. Wow.
Yeah, so as we know, for those that are local, as those lightnings come in, we initiate lightning reconnaissance. We launch our airplanes, we launch our helicopters, and we have our ground forces that are out there scouring the area looking for any lightning starts. And then we utilize our technology with our camera detection, too, to see if they could spot fires. And with that, we spot fires for other counties as well as the Umpqua National Forest in the areas of shared protection that we have cameras out there too. So we're all working in conjunction together, communicating with each other. Believe me, we've all been on the phones with each other day and night. So even though those fires aren't on our district necessarily, we are here to protect Douglas County and to communicate and work together.
A lot of events going on around Douglas County. People are going to be out enjoying 90 degree weather all week. Weekend long. Talk about the current fire restrictions on DFPA lands and things people ought to remember.
Right now, we are in extreme fire danger level. I've been receiving calls of individuals asking, hey, it's cloudy, the temperatures have gone down. I just want to reiterate that that doesn't change the moisture levels of the fuels that are out there and the extreme fire danger levels that we have throughout the district and in other counties as well. So check those regulations as you're recreating and going into other areas of the state or even into Washington or California. A lot of us are in extreme danger. That hot temperature that came through and that duration of that hot temperature really dried out our fuels. And usually we're not this dry this time of year. We're used to more fire danger levels in August and September, but we're here now in July. So please recreate responsibly and understand that one spark can cause a huge wildfire that we're all responding to and put other lives in danger.
When you have 5 days of triple digits and higher than normal triple digits, that impact is really pronounced if you really take a moment and look at some of the land that you normally see every day, the hillsides you drive past. I mean, you can tell a big difference.
It's a big difference, and that's what was predicted, that we were going to have above average temperatures this year. And the positive is we weren't in drought for the first time in the Douglas District, which was a positive. But again, those dried out fuels, I mean, the roses outside of our office are dried out. My garden completely dried out. I'm not going to have peas this year. Yeah. So if you're experiencing that down in your homes and on your lands, imagine what the hills and the forests are looking like too. So that's what everybody's dealing with at the moment.
And you think about the average home, you know, around one of the cities that we, you know, in our listening area, And if you've got water, you irrigate if you want to. Some people don't. But, you know, you've still got some nice green lawns out there and flowers and everything like that. And you're out in the forest, there is no sprinkler system.
Exactly. They're relying on nature and rain and that humidity and that air to come in to keep it moisturized and not dry. And as we've known, we haven't had any rain since maybe June, and there's no rain on the forecast. So buckle up. This is just beginning of summer and where we're at. So we're really asking everybody to be proactive and take caution of the activities that you're participating in, and to ensure that you're following those regulations. Always have an axe, a shovel, and at least a 2.5-pound ABC fire extinguisher with you if you're going out into nature, just in case you can put that fire out. We've had a lot of public good Samaritans that have driven by fires off that roadway and pulled over and put fire out before we even got there. Thank you to those people that are paying attention and helping us as well.
Showers Saturday night, early Sunday, not likely to produce much rain, but really producing concern for your agency.
Yes, we are on standby. We're on lookout. We are already ready to go into lightning reconnaissance and initiate that initial attack. So whenever those days are predicted, it also makes our hair stand up too, but we've been doing this for a long time, so we just go into autopilot and tackle what we got.
And of course, all the information is up at your website, dfpa.net, a lot of information there, and all the information you're sharing with us, we've got as well at 541radio.com. Gets very specific, sometimes even a little monotonous on the radio to read, but it's there available for people so they know exactly what's going on. You had a couple fires yesterday we can hit real quickly here. Carnes Road and Longspur.
Yeah, we had Carnes Road. That was out in Roseburg. That was 1/100th of an acre. And then we also had the Longspur fire, which was also out in Roseburg, which was near Melcoa Road. That was also 1/100th of an acre. Both of those were human-caused fires. They are under investigation. There has been an uptick in undesignated campfire locations, which means it's not designated for a campfire. That's why we specify that there's designated campfire locations, that you can have those safely, and that there's actually fire watch and different protocols that are in place to extinguish a fire if one should escape. However, that has been an uptick recently of responses that we are all going out to, including a municipality and our rural firefighter responders too. So if you're hearing this, please understand the fire danger risks that are out there, and that open campfires and warming fires are prohibited at this time. Thank you.
All right, Rachel Pope, I know it's going to be a busy weekend. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
8:39 at the Morning Report.